But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Here from the Canadian Tire Center, and the Bandits commanding 15-7 lead in this game. Another goal scored by Buffalo. And the relentless attack, carbon copy of what happened in the fourth quarter of last week's game. And Josh Byrne, the recipient of that one. And for Byrne, his second of the evening. So that is second for seven assists. That's nine total points. He has eclipsed the 500-point mark of his career.
John Gertler on the call, as he is for every Bandits game, which you'll be able to hear on our sister station, Bet 1520. The Bandits, not just in action tonight, not just the third game of their season. It is the first home game, the banner raising of a championship, and the first time playing in front of the home crowd this year. Their home opener against Rochester tonight for a 6:30 face-off. Derek Kramer, and I have Trevor Howard here, as Trevor is our building's lacrosse aficionado.
Yeah.
He's a guy that knows his stuff. And I figured, why not have him in here to be able to talk about this? And I also dragged him in for the band to start the show, just so you can get going.
Well, talk about a great team to talk about, too. I mean, these guys coming off of back-to-back championships, looking for a third this year, jumping out to a 2-0 start, something they haven't done, at least in a couple years. I know the last few years they started off 0-1 and kind of bounced back to win the championship. But this year, looking at a 2-0 start, outscoring their opponents 33-14, already taking down the Nighthawks once on the road in their opener, and then facing against a young and flashy up-and-coming team in the Ottawa Black Bears, beating them 18-7. Wow. I mean, coming off a bye week this week, a full week of rest, they're going to be ready for this one, Derek. I'm telling you.
They're going to be ready for this one, and just for those that want to know what's going on, if you're going to the game today, it is sold out. And so if you wanted to go to the game, I don't know, secondary market, find your way. Find your way if you're going, because someone like unfortunately can't go or something. Because otherwise, there's no way you're getting in there. Fans are encouraged to be in their seats by around 6:10, from what I see here on the Bandits website, for the opening sequence and ceremony as the Bandits raise their sixth championship banner up to the rafters. Doors will open at 5 o'clock, so you've got plenty of time to be in your seats by 6:10. Tonight, down at the arena. Face-off again, set for 6:30.
And not to mention, everyone in attendance gets a replica championship banner.
I was going to read that next. Look at you.
Great minds think alike, Derek. I'm telling you.
Not even minds. I just saw it was in front of my face.
Oh, okay.
So I'm reading basically the information that I was given so that I can help read this off.
There you go.
So, again, there's plenty to do. As there always is with a Bandits game, there's tons of fun. There's a lot of family inclusive activities with that. Try to help grow the game. Near the 1970 club, it looks like fans could take photos.
Yep.
with a backdrop, with Bandit Land backdrop. There's hair braiding, face painting, airbrush tattoos. So again, for kids and adults alike, I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do. You're 34, you want to get an airbrush tattoo, do it.
I'm not going to judge. Derek's not going to judge.
I'm even encouraging it.
No, I mean, I would go to the games, I'd wear my scream mask
to a game. Get your face painted.
Yeah.
So, again, there's going to be giveaways, everything like that. You just said everyone will get themselves a miniature banner as well. You got a chance to win some Bandits memorabilia or signed items as well during the home opener. There's going to be a silent auction. And there's, again, plenty going on. There's going to be sweepstakes for this thing. And a chance to win a banner signed by a mini banner signed by the whole team.
Oh,
by the
great.
Way.
Great.
And that is something you got to enter online at the Bandits website to try to get your hands on as well.
And you can talk to anyone about going to a Bandits game. If you've never been, it's an amazing experience. It's like a wrestling crowd meets a hockey crowd.
Yes.
In a way, nonstop music playing. The goal horn goes off all the time. And
that's because of the Bandits themselves.
Yes, just because of the Bandits themselves, but. And then the in-arena experience. You got Chris Swenson doing the PA, and he's been great with his chants that he's been doing since 1992. An absolute living legend. And if you've never been, I will tell you,
it's a unique vibe.
If you go there for the first time, you're going to say, when's the next one?
Yeah.
Where can I buy season tickets? How do I buy season tickets?
And even then, like for me, someone that got to learn a little bit more about the game, because I worked with John and Steve and Dave a couple times down at the arena in the booth with them. To a point where I got to learn more about the game just by watching it with them in the press box. So learning the game, learning tactics, and learning everything like the terminology,
yep.
Loose ball, the hot stick.
Yep.
Like it's something that you learn it and you just go, okay, no, I can appreciate the tactics of the game. I can appreciate how these things happen. You send a player in to crash the crease. You send in players to try to take up space and try to whatever space you can kind of create.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
For the swing of the stick, low, high, high, low. There's
bounce shot. The physicality of the game, too.
The jump shots and goals from air burn.
Oh, yes.
As Josh Byrne will just send himself through the air, diving, because you cannot have your foot in the crease.
Yep, cross crease.
There's so much to enjoy about these games. And for me, I've appreciated the tactics of it as well. And especially because it's easier to appreciate tactics and skill in this game when you have one of the best distributors that has been in the NLL and Dane Smith.
Oh, definitely.
Dane Smith constantly leads in assists, or he is up there. Last year, sets the record for assists in a season.
Yep. I think he passed Johnny Tavares' record, who was one of the all-time GOATs in Bandits history.
And their bench boss.
Yep.
So they're fantastic. They're dominant, even more so. But it is more or less one of these things where, like, you got to appreciate what you have there. And what you have with Dane Smith is one of the best passers in the game.
Oh, 100%.
One of the best setup players. One of the guys that he sees the play beyond the play and he knows how to set it up. That's a guy that needs to get more appreciation around these parts. It's a team that needs to get more appreciation around these parts because, again, like you said, they're going for a three-peat this year. They are a team that is, again, dominant in the 14-team NLL. So much so that they're one of the main catalysts for popularity and expansion.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about, I mean, we've seen attempts at expansion, especially in Panther City, which was a lacrosse team that was based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. We saw them expand into California with the San Diego Seals. They moved to Athens, Georgia. The Minnesota Swarm originally moved to Athens to play for the Georgia Swarm now.
Yep.
The big markets you're really looking at. Buffalo is definitely up there. I think probably definitely top two. But Western Canada, Vancouver, they back those guys up a lot. Calgary, Edmonton moved to Saskatchewan. They draw a great fan base. And even Denver, Colorado, where the Mammoth play, they're up there as far as average attendance and overall fandom as well.
And their success also helps with getting that attendance as well, as yeah. Colorado beat Buffalo in the finals a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 2022, they also beat the Buffalo Bandits in 2006
yes.
as well. And that sparked a little bit of a rivalry, and the Bandits did get their revenge in 2023, winning their first title since 2008 against the Colorado Mammoth.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's Toronto Rock. You know that is the animosity between those teams has always been there, and it's there again, as always, and it's always tightly contested. Because that first round of the playoffs, who do they got to get through? Toronto.
Yep.
And they do, but it was tight.
And it's always so physical,
too. It's always a good game between those two teams as well. So, and of course, you know Toronto is going to fill in the arena for that one.
Oh, they usually do.
For that team as well.
Yep. And it's always, if you want to see a really physical game, back and forth type of game, I always tell people, go to a Buffalo versus Toronto game. Whether it's in Toronto, whether it's in Buffalo, you are going to see back and forth scoring, physicality. It's going to be a whole show. And you get it at a solid price, too.
Yes, and that's the other thing, is that the prices probably have been going up as of late because of the popularity of the team and the success of the team. Because I remember looking at the ticket prices for the playoff games, I was just like, whew. yeah, I get it. It's understandable. But dang.
If you're going to put a winning product out there on the field,
you should be able to.
Fans will pay to see it.
Exactly. And that is something we've been clamoring for the Buffalo Sabres. But, you know, that's for another discussion. That's not this segment. But, Trevor, I want to have you on a regular basis for this sort of thing because of the fact that this Bandits team, we should be giving a little bit more coverage to. And why not on a Saturday, typically when they play on weekends?
Right.
It's a good chance to shine a little light on a team that should be getting its shine because of its popularity within the region now, with the success that they have brought consistently. We're going to dedicate a portion of the show every week to the Buffalo Bandits, the Bandits lacrosse, as you and Joe Calley will be making constant trips down to the arena
yeah.
for the home games.
Yeah, it's going to be great too. You know, especially the fact that we can cover this team coming off of back-to-back titles. Can we throw the word dynasty around? Is it too early to throw that word around?
I think if you get three, it's dynastic.
Yeah, if you get especially three in a row. I mean, three championships in a span of 4 years could even be considered
yes.
a dynasty as well. But the Bandits, they've been to, since the COVID break, they have been to three straight championship appearances, and they've mm-hmm. won two out of those three. And I couldn't have even asked for a better start from the team looking at through the first 2 weeks of the season or their first two games. They've had a couple bye weeks here and there, especially mm-hmm. week one, and then they just had one last week as well. But, I mean, outscoring their opponents 33-14 is not something to scoff at or look away from. These guys are looking for the three-peat, and it's definitely an experience to see. And I love the ability, me having the ability to talk about these guys over the radio, because I've been a lifelong fan essentially. And
now you're switching it to the job.
Now switching it to talking about these guys professionally, and it's a great team to cover, a great in-arena experience, and just a great team overall.
Yeah, and again, the Bandits, they will, I will be surprised if they don't continue their winning ways tonight. And you look at the statistics right now of this team and how everything's going, how dominant they started out in their first two games, and here's one that's funny to me. Top 10 scorers in the NLL right
yep.
now. Everyone in the top nine has three or four games played. And then there's Dane Smith. 20 points in two games, just sitting there at 10th, or excuse me, like a tie for 9th, actually.
Yeah, yep. But when you talk about a guy like Dane Smith, this is a guy who consistently puts up double-digit points every single game. And it's a joke in the Bandits community, but you say that he throws up a silent 10 because it's something that he does on a routine basis. And maybe you don't really realize that he throws up 10 points in a game until maybe the next day, or looking at the box score, like, oh, Dane Smith, 12 points.
And that's because the Bandits are a buzzsaw. But they're not just a buzzsaw, Trevor. One of the big reasons for more hope for another championship this year is in their crease. They're
yes.
one of the more defensively sound teams in the league consistently. But What helps with that? Getting good goaltending, and that's the return once again of Matt Vince.
Matt Vince. And when you talk about winning in the trenches and you're talking about winning defensively, the Bandits, they've really... That was an area where they really struggled through the first half of last season. If you remember last year, they started off the season 5-6, losing a heartbreaker in Vancouver. They lost a heartbreaker down in Dallas, Fort Worth, and they made the trade. They traded 2 second-round picks to, I believe, what was it, the Mammoth, I believe, one of those teams, to bring in Paul Dawson, who was a staple veteran in this league, and he really was the go-to guy to say, okay, we are going to revamp this defense. We're going to bring in Steve Priolo. Justin Martin is a big and underrated part of this defense. And when you look at some of the transition guys like Ian McKay as well, who can play both offense and defense for the Bandits, you're really dominating other teams in the trenches. And then you mentioned him, 48, man. Matt Vince, he's had a great run in Rochester. I believe he won 3 championships in a row there in the 2010s. And then he's won back-to-back in Buffalo, and he's been to 3 consecutive championship appearances. He is one of the greatest goaltenders of all time, and especially at his age too, holding 2 teams, the first 2 teams that they faced all season long, to under 10 goals, it really reflects on the level of confidence that your defense has and that your goaltending has as well.
So that, again, for you all out there, Buffalo Bandits playing tonight, 6:30. Make sure to be in your seats at 6:10 out there in Bandit Land at KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo. Gates will open for you all at 5 p.m. There are plenty of activities. Try to get yourself some merch. Try to get yourself some memorabilia. Try to get yourself some face paint.
Yes.
Fun for the kids and the family all throughout, and a raucous crowd, as is to be expected.
Definitely some things to look out for, too, in this one. We always love the in-game experience, but we never really talk about the pregame experience as well. When the bagpiper comes down,
yes,
and he fires up the crowd, and he's playing, I believe it's Chutes and Ladders by Korn, I think the song is. Mm-hmm. But he goes down there, he stands at the center dot, and he's just playing the bagpipes. They come out, Chris Swenson introduces all the players, the fireworks are going off, the pyro. So get there early, watch warm-ups. Watch the beforehand experience, and then get the entire game. You'll never want to leave. You'll want to return to another game.
Trevor, what do you say we stick around and conduct business as it should be here on a Sports Talk Saturday?
Oh, yes.
We'll tap into the other team that plays at the KeyBank Center as the Sabres taking out their frustrations in these last 2 games against the Islanders and the Blackhawks. And something that the teaser for the break, it's a dang shame about what has happened to their season. Because if this did not happen to them prior, we would be talking about a different conversation. Derek Kramer, Trevor Hauer in for Joe Cali. This is Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.